essence, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Last week, in an effort to make the Burns' future more secure, Gracie bought a chicken ranch. It worked out about as you'd expect, and George considered himself lucky when he sold the ranch at a loss of $1,000. He's telling Gracie about it now.
So that's what your week in the chicken business cost me. $1,000.
Oh, George, you're just like every other husband. Unreasonable. The minute your wife does something horrible, you complain.
Yes, I'm a beast.
And besides, it wasn't my fault we lost money on the chickens. The customers were too fussy. Every time they bought a chicken, they wanted it cleaned.
Well?
Well, you try cleaning a chicken sometime. I use soil off, energy...
Gracie. When you clean a chicken, you remove its feathers.
Oh, well, now that's ridiculous. How'd I ever get them back on again?
With scotch tape and forget the whole thing.
Well, don't worry. I'll go into some other business and get you $1,000 back and more besides.
Oh, no, you won't. You're not going to make the name of Burns a laughingstock.
All right, I'll just use my first name. That's what all big business people do anyway. Look at Frank. No one knows his last name, but he's the biggest man in the Furter business.
Oh, Frank Furter?
Sure.
Oh, yes, Frank Furter.
I don't want you to go into any more business.
You don't, huh?
I don't, no. And that's an order.
Yes, sir.
And I want it obeyed.
Yes, sir.
I'm your husband, and what I say goes.
Yes, sir.
Now, is that perfectly clear? Are there any doubts in your mind?
Well, just one, dear.
What is it?
What business shall I go into?
Oh, no.
Well, good morning, folks.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
I dropped over to get a little advice, Gracie. You're the one I always turn to because I admire your intelligence.
Oh, you see, George, Meredith thinks I've got lots of brains.
Well, I can understand that. Guy Kibbe probably thinks Edgar Bergen has lots of hair.
I don't get it.
Well, work on it. I'm going down to the corner cigar store. If anyone calls, I'll be right back.
He says the strangest things. Oh, what's the advice you want, Meredith?
Well, as you know, Gracie, I'm a bachelor whose life has been devoted to music. I live alone, just me and my flute.
Yeah, I know.
But in the spring, I sometimes feel that I would welcome the presence of a, of a woman.
Meredith.
A reckless attitude, I realize. But there's something about the spring that makes my flute seem not quite enough.
I never thought I'd hear you say such a thing.
I've resisted these impulses because once back in Mason City, my actions toward a young lady caused quite a bit of talk. In fact, I left town under sort of a cloud.
My goodness, what did you do?
Well, at a taffy pull, I pulled her taffy longer than any other girl.
Meredith Wilson.
And now the spring is here again, I'd like to meet a nice girl. You think it'd be all right for me to advertise in the paper for one?
Oh, you're only fooling.
No, I'm not.
You don't advertise for things like that.
Well, other people do. I noticed several such ads in the personal column of this paper.
Really? Let me see. My goodness, you're right. Listen to this one. Refined lady would like to correspond with educated gentleman. If you don't know how to write, phone Dreamland Dance Hall. And ask for Toots. Meredith, are ads like these always in the papers?
Yep, hundreds of them every day.
Oh, this gives me a terrific idea for a business to go into.
It does?
Sure. I'll find mates for all these lonely people. I'll open a matrimonial bureau.
A matrimonial bureau?
Yes.
Gee, double willikers. Oh, I beg your pardon. Forgot I was talking to a lady.
Now, I'll need about $25 to put an ad in the paper. Have you got $25, Meredith?
I work for your husband, Gracie.
That's right.
You'll have to get the money from George.
Oh, no. He told me never to go into business again. However, if I flatter him enough, he might give me the money and no questions asked.
Really?
Well, sure. Sure. That's it. I'll flatter the little rascal. And then... Oh, here he comes. Quick, out the back way. I've got work to do.
Okay, Gracie, and lots of luck.
Oh, George, The census taker was here while you were gone, and you know, for the life of me, I couldn't remember your age.
My age?
Yeah, tell me again. Is it 30 or 31?
Or 31?
Stop being ridiculous. I'm down there 36.
You know, dear, that's hard to believe. How could a man get as handsome as you are in only 36 years?
Well, I
you
never
know,
were.
George, sometimes I ask myself, I say, Gracie, do you love George just because he's as handsome as he is? And then I say, no, no, I'd love him just as much if he only looked like Robert Taylor.
Would you really?
Yes. It's the thousand and one thrills I get just being near you that make my life such a dream of ecstasy.
Oh, Gracie.
Oh, really? The strange and tender things that remind me of you. The sight of your tousled hair in the morning. Your delicate hand waving goodbye. Your strong white feet at eventide.
Oh, all right.
The kindness that shines from your eyes. The warm, generous smile that lights your face when I ask you for $25.
Gracie.
The flower of your hat as it leaps to your billfold. The sudden whoosh of air rushing in as you open it. The soft crinkle of 2 tens and a 5 as you press them into my palm.
Those are the things you like about me.
Yes.
The blur of my hand as I whip out my billfold. Like this.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
The whoosh of air as I open it. Like this.
I love that.
The crinkle of 2 tens and a 5, like these.
Oh, yes, dear. These are the little things that remind me of you.
I'm going to give you another tender little memory to tuck away in your heart.
Oh, what, dear?
The sound of my merry laughter as I shove it all back in my pocket.
Wrong.
The whoosh of the thing as I open it. Look, I wasn't born yesterday. What do you want with $25? Gracie, I said, why do you need $25?
The way your handsome face lights up when I...
Forget it. Gracie, I'm ashamed of you. Downright ashamed. You say you love me, and yet you deliberately flatter me and lie to me to get money.
Oh, well, I am ashamed of myself, George. It was a low, sneaky thing to do.
You shouldn't lower yourself for such a measly amount of money. $25?
You're right, dear.
Of course.
Go out and come in again, and we'll try for 50.
No, Bob. You'll get no money from me. I'm going out back and wash the car. I'll see you later.
George is right. I've got to stop telling him how wonderful he is. Too darn unbelievable. Now, some really handsome man who was conceited about his looks might lend me the $25. I think that come in.
Hi, Gracie.
Well, Bill, what a coincidence. I was just thinking of you.
Really? How come?
Well, the census taker was asking about you, and you know, for the life of me, I couldn't remember your age.
My age?
Yeah, tell me again. Is it 30 or 31?
26.
Oh.
Though most people take me for 25.
Oh, that's what I was hoping to take you for.
What, Gracie?
Sit down, Bill, and let me tell you how handsome you are.
Well, see, I've only got a couple of hours, Gracie.
You know, Bill, you're easily the most handsome man in Hollywood.
Well, gee, that's quite a compliment coming from the prettiest girl in Hollywood.
And not only are you...
You have that rare combination of beauty and personality.
Oh, Bill.
As the French say, Gracie, you have je ne sais quoi.
Oh, they shouldn't say that. I may have a little je ne sais, but very little quoi.
You know, George is a lucky guy. You're so charming.
Oh, thank you.
So lovely.
Oh, thank you.
So young.
Yeah. Oh, wait here, Bill. I'll go see if I can find you $25.
Huh?
Oh, for a minute, I forgot who was doing what to who.
What do you mean?
Well, I might as well tell you now. I need $25, and I wanted to flatter you so you'd lend it to me.
Well, I'll be glad to lend it to you, Gracie. Here you are.
Thank you, Bill. I tried to get it from George, but no luck.
Really? Gee, I think it's a shame the way you have to beg him for things. Believe me, Gracie, when I get married, my wife is going to have everything. She'll have a limousine, a mink coat, hundreds of dresses, and all the money she can possibly spend.
Oh, gee. When do you plan to get married?
Well, just as soon as I find a girl who's got all that.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment.
Oh, excuse me a moment, Meredith.
Sure, Gracie.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman. Did you see my ad in the paper? I'm opening a matrimonial bureau.
A matrimonial bureau?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you're going to get people married?
That's right.
Poor innocent people who never did anything to hurt you.
Oh, now, Mr. Postman, you mustn't be so bitter about marriage just because yours turned out so, well, shall we be charitable and say poorly?
Let's be accurate and say stinking.
Mr. Postman, if you feel that way, why in the world did you ever marry Bertha?
Well, in a moment of weakness, I kissed her. And once I had kissed her, a force stronger than myself took hold of me and swept me to the altar.
Infatuation, huh?
No, her father and two brothers. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Hey, Gracie, I heard you tell a person you had an ad in the paper. I didn't see any ad for the Gracie Allen Matrimonial Bureau.
Oh, I'm not using my own name. Now, who's been making all the money the last few years? The used car dealers. So, I'm advertising just like they do.
Like a used car dealer?
Sure. Here's my ad. Listen to this. Hurry, hurry, hurry. If it's a husband you want, you'll always get a square deal from the smiling Irish woman. Out the husband you want. For a small down payment, I'll hold them until you can.
Golly, Gracie, you'll make a fortune.
Oh, you bet I will. Now, listen, here's my listing of today's specials. Like you, sports model Marine Sergeant, just returned from overseas. Come in and try a sample hug. His clutch hasn't been used in 4 years.
That's a dandy.
Uh-huh, and here's another special. Conservative middle-aged town model, not too much speed, but dependable and well-upholstered. Formerly owned by elderly lady in Pasadena, who never kept him out later than 9 o'clock.
Gee, you sure got all kinds.
Oh, yes. Fortunately, all women don't like the same kind of husband. One woman's Ford is another woman's Cadillac.
Well, what if George finds out about all this?
Oh, I won't tell him until I've made my first million. You know, later this afternoon.
Gracie, do you think you might be able to find a buyer for me?
Well, why not? You're not even secondhand. You're brand new. Oh, that must be a customer.
I'll go change my clothes. I'll put on my new slacks, and then you can say I'm equipped with the new seat covers.
How do? Are you the smiling Irish woman?
Oh, face, and sure I am, bejabers. Does that prove it?
Yeah. I'm interested in looking over your stock.
Oh, well, I'm sure we can get together on a deal. Have you already got a husband?
No.
Oh, too bad. You lose my liberal trade-in allowance.
Believe me, if I had anything to trade in, I'd still be running it.
Well, there's bound to be some item in my stock that'll appeal to you. But first, I'll need some information for your file. Name, please.
Carol Davis.
Mm-hmm. You live in Hollywood?
That's right.
And you've never been married even once?
No.
Tourist, huh?
I've been here more than a year now.
My goodness, you do need help. What's your age, Miss Davis?
I'm going on 22.
I beg your pardon?
I said I'm going on 22.
Yes, I know. But what are you coming from?
If you must know, I'm 34.
Mm-hmm. Shall we say 38?
Why not? I still make 3 years on the deal.
Oh, you're really 41.
Yeah.
Well, I'll put down 44 just to be on the safe side. Now, what are your hobbies, Miss Davis, besides lying about your age?
Well, I swim and I knit.
Well, doesn't the wool get awfully soggy?
I don't do them at the same time.
Oh. Well, one more question and we're through. Now, what kind of a husband would you prefer? Runabout, convertible, club model?
Listen, I'll even take a jalopy.
Oh, all right. Now, would you care to make a deposit?
Well, I thought...
Come in.
Hi, Gracie. Is George around?
Hubba, hubba. I'll make a deposit on him.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he pretty? He's our amphibious model.
Amphibious?
Yeah, he'll go anywhere.
Huh?
How much is he?
Well, he'll run you around 500. That's complete with everything. C-A-D.
C-A-D?
Curls and dimples.
Hey, what goes on here?
He's sold. I'll make out a check.
Now, just a minute. Tell me what...
Now, look, if you just excuse us for a moment, Miss Davis. Bill, would you step in here, please?
Okay, Gracie.
Bill, are you doing anything this afternoon?
No.
Well, would you do me a little favor?
Well, sure. What is it?
Marry that woman out there.
Marry that woman?
Well, yes. I'm running a matrimonial bureau, and she's my first customer. I can't disappoint her.
Well, but Gracie,
I can't... Oh, please, Bill. If you'll marry her just this once, I'll never ask you to do it again. Now, go in there and neck for a couple of minutes, and then propose to her.
Gracie, do you think I make a business of necking women I've never seen before?
Yes.
Well, all right. I don't want to get married and spoil business. So long, Gracie.
Oh, wait, Bill.
I might talk to her.
Oh, wonderful, Bill. Come right in. Miss Davis, this is Mr. Goodwin, the 1946 deluxe job you're interested in.
How do you do?
How do you do? Miss Davis, let's assume that you and I are married. Goodbye.
My, that was a quick divorce.
Don't worry, Miss Davis. I'll dig you up a husband. But he may not be as handsome as that one.
Oh, I don't care what he looks like. I'll take anything.
I'll go inside and telephone. You wait here.
Boy, will I take anything. I don't care what it looks like, as long as it breathes.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Can I do anything for you?
No, I'd rather take a chance on whatever she digs up.
Huh?
I have a chair. The smiling Irish woman will be right back.
The smiling Irish woman?
The woman who lives here.
That's my wife.
Yes? Yeah? What's she got to smile about?
Who are you, anyhow?
Well, I'm a customer of your wife.
A customer of my wife? Excuse me a minute.
I'll take as long as you like.
Gracie.
Yeah, you startled me, dear.
I bet I did. Who's the woman outside who says she's a customer?
A customer? Oh, there must be some mistake.
There's no mistake. You're mixed up in some business again. Must you always go behind my back and lie to me?
Oh, George, now that's very unfair. I've never gone behind your back. I've always lied right to your face.
All right, come on. Let's have it. What business are you in?
Well, I'm not in any business.
No? I suppose this woman came here to buy your old hat.
Well, I might as well admit that I... what did you say?
I said I suppose she's here to buy your old hat.
Uh-oh, she told you, huh?
You mean that is why she's here?
Well, sure. I'm selling every hat in my closet so I can give you back some of the money you lost on the chicken ranch.
Gracie, for once I'm proud of you. Selling your hats is a wonderful idea.
Yes, I'm awfully glad you thought of it.
Huh?
Now, you better run along before the house is filled with women buying hats.
Okay, I'll take a walk. I was just talking to my wife. I'm sure she'll find something that suits you.
I hope so.
Yeah, she's got all kinds, you know. Do you like the little round ones?
No, I prefer a big tall one.
Yeah, well, they're nice. But you got to hold them on your lap in the movie.
You do?
Sure. People in back want to see something, too, you know. Say, if you'd care for something a little bit different, my wife has one with feathers.
Feathers? Do I look like an Indian?
Laughing Indian, yes. Well, some women like them. These are all secondhand, you know.
Oh,
Of course, if you get one, you can always freshen it up.
Freshen it up?
Sure, tie a fancy ribbon around it.
What?
A stick an ostrich plume in it.
Are you crazy? Why should I stick an ostrich plume on my husband?
Your husband? I'm talking about hats. The ones you came here to buy for my wife.
Hats? You think I've been biting my nails for 41 years for a hat? I came here to get a husband.
A what?
A husband from your wife's matrimonial bureau.
My wife's mat... Wait here. Gracie.
Yes, dear?
I've just had a talk with your customer.
Oh, that's nice. A long one?
Long enough.
Murder.
You're not kidding. A matrimonial bureau, huh? It's finished, you understand? You're out of it. Through.
Yes, dear.
No more matrimonial bureaus.
No, dear.
That's final, and I mean it.
Of course, dear. Hello? Who? Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm not getting wives for people anymore. My husband made me quit. Goodbye. Well, Judge, I hope you're satisfied. We've just lost $1 million.
$1 million?
Do you know who I just turned down? Tommy Manville.
The George Burns and Gracie Allen program was transcribed in Hollywood. Now here are our stars.
Good night, folks.